The UK economy shrank by 0.3% in the final quarter of 2012, further fueling fears that we could enter another recession, indeed a triple-dip recession. Let's get the thoughts of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, disappointing but expected, I suppose?
Yeah, I think that's how everyone's looking at it, especially the city, especially the markets. The markets aren't necessarily reacting too much to it. We expected the number to show a contraction after the good third quarter that was shown. Of course, that pretty much a lot of it down to that Olympic effect. So the Olympics had really boosted things. So we're always going to see this number worse than that quarter. It was just how much worse it was going to be and whether we could just cling on to being positive. But of course, it has slipped lower, 0.3% lower, expected 0.1% lower. But still, it's an expected move to the downside. The big worry, of course, going forward is that what's going to happen for the first quarter? Are we going to see that the first time ever in the UK that we have a triple dip recession?
And it's not so much economically, but politically, that would be very tricky for the government, really, bearing in mind we're not that far away from an election by the time those figures come out, less than 2 years nearly. So it would be a real blow, wouldn't it, for the Chancellor and indeed for the economy as a whole, just psychologically speaking.
Yeah, I think so. And I think a lot of these numbers, it is the psychological effect it has on, of course, the government and the general feeling around. Because really, if you in the grand scheme of things, a difference between a 0.1 up and a 0.3 down isn't necessarily that much. But it is the psychological thing of being in a triple dip recession for the first time ever. And you're right, I think the government, it could be the final nail in their coffin if we do actually see that. And of course, what we've had this quarter, the quarter we're currently in at the moment, which we'll be waiting for the numbers for, is we've had terrible weather. We've had a lot of snow, and in this country, snow comes and everything grinds to a halt, and that could well be shown in GDP figures.
There have been some pluses, though, James, over the last few days. We've seen some decent employment figures, and in these figures, construction output rising as well.
Yeah, so there are some more positive things within here. I mean, there if you strip out some of the points from within the figures, you see a much better number. However, the construction side of things was good. Construction output rose by 0.3%, so that's a positive sign. And of course, the biggest barometer we have in this country of economic stability is the unemployment figures, and we have seen the unemployment figures starting to get better, and that is that's a real plus point. So if we can continue to see unemployment move in the right direction, I think it is all telling us that hopefully the economy, although sluggish and not much going on with it, but it is starting to slowly move that way. But of course, with numbers like this today, it's hard to see that.
And what has the reaction been like in the city so far?
Markets haven't necessarily reacted too much. Still slightly to the upside, so that shows that the figure wasn't necessarily too much of a surprise. We're still treading water a little bit, but it wasn't necessarily a surprise, this number, so there's been no real sharp movements. We saw a sharper movement lower in the pound, but of course that's always going to be expected when you have the fears going forward, and this is what the whole thing is about. It is about the fears of going into a triple dip recession.
James Hughes from Alpari, thank you.
Thank you.